Well, Jim, I've got to say this very often lately, but that was pretty disappointing.
It was disappointing. We've lost a game, we're at home. I don't think we've hit the heights in the last two games of what we have done throughout February. I don't think that we deserve to be 3-1 down at 71 minutes. But after 71 minutes, up until the final whistle, we could have lost 6 or 7. That was a disappointing for me. We made changes for the right reasons to try and give us a little bit of a injection to get us back into the game, but it backfired because I thought for the last 20 plus minutes with injury time, we lost all belief, discipline, shape, and it was just a case of shots in for Yeovil. And you know, I've looked at the stats there; they've had an amazing amount of shots, although we've had more on target, but they've just took shots on left, right and centre because our discipline and our shape went. And, you know, they're honest lads, our boys, and they've had a great February and we want to win games and we work hard. And we had the stuff and well and truly knocked out of us today. And when you've got to roll your sleeves up and keep focused and go, well, listen, there's still plenty of time on the clock to get back. It was a frustrating time for us. Couldn't seem to do the right thing. As I say, we went very ragged. But we still got him. Paul Mullen's opportunity to make it 3-2. You know, momentum would have swung back in our favour, but even he looked frustrated. He was a lad who's in decent form. He looked frustrated and he snatched at the opportunity. He could have lobbed the keeper who's backpedalling. He could have drove it low. He wouldn't have been able to move his feet in time, the keeper. So I think all over the park, although we haven't hit the heights today, I think the decision making, when to pass, when to dribble, when to shoot, was wrong. We were taking shots on when it was on to pass. We were passing when it was on to step on it and drive through it at the back four. So that was disappointing. But, you know, we've prepared right, we've given our all. We've come up a little bit short. I'm not making excuses. I always say it as it is. The pitch doesn't help us. We know that. That was one of the reasons I was up till 11 o'clock on deadline day trying to get a target man, because I think today typified what it was all about. If you can get into a big target like Eves and Soko, you know, they can cause problems. We don't have that presence. We have big Kev who we put up there, but you know, he's not the big target man who gets hold of. He's more of a runner and endeavour, and that's what's hindering us a little bit, you know. But we can't do nothing about that now. We can't sign in. The pitch isn't going to get any better. So that does play against us. Again, that's not making an excuse. But I thought the game, they had three opportunities in the first half, two of them in the box. Barry made two great saves. And then the goal's a bit of a worldie from the edge of the box. But we've had decent opportunities as well ourselves. We've come in 1-0 down. We've gone out second half. We've started the game well. We've had an opportunity again. Paul Mullen went through 1v1 with the keeper. He saved it. And then straight after that, he gets in again. And Andy Evans does great and gets into that second six-yard box, which we know where he gets a lot of goals for the Everton youth sides. He puts it away, 1-1. And I'm thinking, right, it only looks like there's going to be one winner here. We were on top. The momentum swung towards the crowd up. And you're thinking, great, but we've been done. You know, the first goal's a corner. Cleared. Back in, cleared again. Shot from the edge of the box. The second one, if I remember right, was a deep free kick into the box, cleared, into the box, cleared, out wide, crossed into the box, pinged around, centre half, puts it in on the back post. And the third one's direct from a corner in, and the lad gets in and gets to the header in. Good delivery, good ball, but we've got to be tighter than that. Everyone's assigned a player before they go out, and they've let themselves down in that respect, whoever that player is. They know that, but to be fair, we've defended really well this season, you know, set plays-wise. But we didn't do it as well today, first, second, third phase. So I think when we went 3-1 down, I'm thinking, well, that's a little bit unfair. But to be fair to Yeovil, they were excellent for the last 20 minutes. And as I say, they were excellent, we were bad. They ran out wavy winners. They deserved the 3 points in the end. As I say, they could have scored more than the three that they did, because they pummeled us for the last 20 minutes or so. We lost a little bit of discipline, belief, shape, and it played into our hands of getting defeated. So although we're disappointed, you know, we've had a decent month in February. We've just lost the last two. We haven't won in three. We've got to get back to winning ways sooner rather than later. Good thing for us, we've got another game on Tuesday, so hopefully we can put it right. We'll remain positive, do what we need to do. We're playing a new team new manager on a team who's just won this weekend. So it'll be another tough game for us, but we'll look forward to it and hopefully get back to winning ways.
Always look for a plus point. I thought Anthony Evans was excellent again.
He did well, yeah. You know, again, pitches aren't helping him. You know, we looked at him when he come in. I have to say, his first two sessions down in Morecambe, I'd say in his field, he must have thought, oh my God, what have I let myself into here? Coming from Everton's Premiership standard facilities, coming to Morecambe in the month that he come, when that was one of the only times we'd trained on grass, to be fair. I think we've been on the grass three times, which hinders us, but the pitch is killing us as well. He's a ball player. Aaron Wildig's a ball player. Paul Mullen, Lee Mullen, you know, Duchy. You know, we're going to come up against teams who are going to be big, strong and physical. And I think that's what they had today, in the respect that the ball went into Eves and Soho early, and they did well. They did well for their team to get him up the pitch and that. But he's adapted for an 18-year-old into the scenario of, you know, travelling in a car school, not having everything done for him, what he does get at a Premiership club. You know, he's got to come to this level and he'll be a better person. He'll grow up. He'll be a better footballer, better all-round person when he goes back to Everton. What he's done, he scored 2-2. He's adapted in respect to the pitches. He started mastering this pitch, you know, once he's got to grips with it. Showed some great touches today. There's still more in the tank. As I say, the pitch doesn't do him any favours, but what he did show, he showed some good stuff. He's easy on the eye. He gets into good positions. And as I say, he's got 2-2 now, so he's going to be cock-a-hoop. He's great. He's got his first league goal last week. He's backed it up with another one today. And long may it continue for him.